Mark Potosi.
Back for game two, Monroe Valley College winning game number one against Maplewood, 12-2. And we're back now for game two. Jacob Park, the pitcher for Mineral Area College, he faces Craig Straws. And on the first at-bat of the ballgame, Straws goes down looking. So we are in the top of the first inning here as Levi McLaughlin steps in. Logan Winder threw a complete game, which lasted only five innings, gave up five hits and only two runs. Winder doing his job, getting the win for Mac. Game number one, the offense coming to life as well. Chase Erhan with a tremendous offensive showing, 4-for-4, two homers, including a grand slam, and he drove in seven runs in game number one. Jacob Clark starts out game number two in fine fashion. The lefty for Mineral Area College, he struck out Craig Straws, and there's Levi McLaughlin hitting from the left side down. He fouls one down the third base line. We'll set the lineups and the defense for you. Clark throwing to Andrew Hayden from Festus. Will be in the catcher in game number two. We'll take a look at the infield and outfield after this delivery from Clark. It's a curveball. It's driven deep to right field. Trent Pope is out there trying to track it down, and this one leaves the yard. So perhaps some of what we were concerned about. Clark gets the ball up in a windy day blowing out. Levi McLaughlin has a round tripper, the first homer of the day for Maple Woods, and he gets them on the board early on here. A 1-0 lead for the Monarchs. McLaughlin has only his first homer of the entire season. He was the only one in the lineup, the only one in the entire lineup that did not have a homer. Sets that one over the right field fence. So John Oliver steps in. Oliver and McKay, they're the big boppers in this lineup. Oliver and McKay have combined for 21 homers, top two sluggers in the lineup for Maple Woods. And there's a shot out to the left center gap. It's going to be a race towards second base. A good job by Kenton Crawford in center field to track that one down. He's quick to get in, holding Kenton Oliver to a single.
I jammed a little bit on that, so that's why the ball didn't travel quite as far out, but still a well-struck ball.
Now, we thought that Maplewood was going to be the home team in game two, but apparently they're not. They hit first here. So.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That's the way it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Mac's going to be the home team both these games here. And this is Matt Mackey stepping in from the right side. Mackey has a swing and a miss on a fastball. Terrific outing in game number one by Logan Winder, holding this powerful lineup, five hits and only two runs. Good curveball by Clark, but Mackey just looked at it. Jacob Clark had a 5.62 ERA. Got three wins and one loss. This is his 13th appearance. 41 and two-thirds innings thrown for him. 42 strikeouts and only 18 walks for him on the year. And opposition hitting 300 against him. The lefty working against one of the premier sluggers in Region 16, Matt Mackey. Mackey hit .333, but 13 homers for him and 62 runs driven in on the air, but he was 0-for-3 against Winder in the last game. A 1-0 lead for Maplewood. Here's a grounder, skittering just foul down the third base line. Levi McLaughlin, the only guy in the lineup without a homer this year, that went over the fence for the first run of the ballgame here in game number two. Mineral Area winning game number one, 12-2. Been showing by both fans. Some tasty hot dogs being grilled up by Nathan Waymire over there. Clark looks over to first base. John Oliver over there on a single. And Clark left this one up. He deflects this off of his mitt. Weetrick can't get it off the ricochet. And everybody's safe.
Yeah, unfortunate.
That's still an unlucky play.
He still had time, too, to get the guy at second base. Going to second and he kind of gave up on him a lot.
Yeah, I think he kind of juggled it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. Never easy on a deflected ball.
He really pitched Mackey. This Mackey did well. I mean, he's not even getting the barrel on board.
That was weak.
Sawed off. Yeah. That was a wood bat. It would have been flying in two pieces.
Hey, Oliver, or if you or I were swinging, it would have been a shattered bat if it was over. Jacob Clark, one of only three people I know that have broken an aluminum bat. You and I was the other one.
Yep, I've seen it. I've seen it before.
So Peyton Tolliver, first baseman for the Monarchs. Monarchs now 19-30 on the year. Little Area College now 34-18. Jeffco and Three Rivers were tied in the seventh inning at 2 apiece. Here's a ball rifled to the left side by Tolliver. Erhan's not able to throw this one in time, and Maple Woods leads 2-0. John Tolliver coming around to score. So Mack, which just got off after Maple Woods all over the place in game number one, now trails 2-0 with only one out in the ballgame. And a quick visit to the mound by Ryan Verjink. Talk to Jacob Clark.
It looks like they came out with everything against their backs here, and you know, their season's on the line here, so kind of wouldn't have been surprised to see a response like this out of them offensively.
Clark did get one of the wins against this team during the regular season. Winder got one of the wins. We saw Brendan Anderson come on in the lead, do a good job. He got one of the wins, and then Colin Stone came in on relief of Rivera to get a win during the regular season.
Jeff Cohen, Three Rivers going to the bottom of the eighth, still tied at 2.
Wow. Eyebrow raiser a little bit.
No doubt.
So Peyton Tolliver. Single hitter run right there, and this is Clayton Reach. Already 4 hits against Jacob Clark in the first inning. Homer. Clean single, then a ricocheted single. And then Tolliver with the RBI single right there. Good job by Hayden to smother that one. That was down in the dirt. Runners at first and second.
That's the start we were looking for, but by the same token, like we talked about after game one, I mean, we're going to score some runs in this one, so it's about limiting the damage.
I think the offense is going to be amped up. Clark glances back to second base. Gets his man leaning, but nobody there to cover. Runner a second is Mackey. Matt Mackey this year has one stolen base. Here's a pitch from Clark. Fastball. This one's blooped out beyond shortstop. Weicker got a good hop on it and gets there in time to make the play.
Another jam shot. He's done a really good job at this point of getting in on hitters, even though he has given up a couple runs. Locating fastball in.
And that's really the danger, Mike, isn't it? Whenever you get, you know, maybe a homer, you've given up 4 hits, it's all of a sudden get too fine instead of just attacking, and
still have to stick to the game plan no matter what's going on, and unless it really starts to get where you're giving up a lot of runs and you don't vary from that a whole lot. He's been unfortunate a little bit with a couple of the swings that reduced base runners at this point.
Chase Peter hits a clean single out to left field. Erhan picks it up on its second hop, but that's the fifth hit of the inning by Maple Woods. And the bases are loaded. Back hoping for the sweep here today at the best of 3, but they're going to quickly get somebody in the pen here with only 2 outs in the first inning. Something that you mentioned, Mike, on our post-game show, the fact that Mack was able to end it early and that Winder was able to throw all the innings.
Huge.
I mean, Mack can throw anybody they want now.
No doubt. Yep, that was a big outing for Winder to be able to go 5, and then obviously big for Hoff to end that one early.
Colin Stone quickly back into the bullpen. And now here is a shot that is hit hard, I mean driven very hard, out into the outfield, and 2 more runs coming in from Maple Woods. 4 runs in the first inning on 6 hits.
Yeah, like
Clark is just getting beat up right now.
I mean, they definitely came out with a little fire, knowing that their season's on the line here.
Already 8 hitters have come to the plate. This is the number 9 guy, Bailey Jelinek.
Like, I guess he came in for Valdivia.
He gets the start for Valdivia. Jelinek hitting .223 on the year. Has driven in 19 runs. This offense just one after another.
Waking a sleeping giant.
They've definitely arisen from a slumber. This was popped up, and this will go foul. Bailey Jelinek playing right field for Valdivia in this game. So, yes, Mack scored 12 in the first game in only 5 innings, but got an early hold in this one. And for Maple Woods, and we'll talk about this a little bit more coming up, they will throw their top pitcher in terms of ERA here in the second game. Runners at the corners now. And Clark reaches back and fires the curveball inside. Ball on the strike for Jelinek. A home run, single, pop up, single. By this lineup, Maplewood. Clark advances over to first base. He wants to get the guy at the plate, though, and throws a fastball by him. Jelinek a little bit late on that one. A ball and two strikes for Bailey Jelinek. Mac has faced Maplewood five times this season, and they've beat him five times. It's held them to two runs per ball game. Curveball by Clark, and Jelinek goes down looking. So Clark does finally get out of it, but gives up four runs in the first inning, and he also gives up six hits. No errors still to cause two men left on base. We'll go to the Mineral Area College side of the first, and we'll have the top three hitters for Mac coming to the plate. And Winder, Weidrich, and Crawford. Let's see if they can get some numbers on the board. Do that in 1 minute on KRAI.
Now if you join up there, right there.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Head speaker over here, Tyler Zeller, the pitcher for Maplewood in game number two. Didn't he play basketball for North Carolina?
I think he's, this is an Edwardsville, Illinois native, I believe.
All lanky lefty.
Yeah, I think he threw in game four against us earlier in the series. I think he threw a decent game that game.
He leads him in ERA. He's 6.7 on the year.
He's doing anything special. He's just
4-5 record for him this year.
I got to take him back to the head by the throw down for the catcher there. And end his day real quick.
I guess we wouldn't have rooted for that to happen. 12th appearance for Zeller. And he is 4-5. He has struck out 29. He has walked 23. And he also has the best numbers by far in terms of what the opposition is hitting against him, 296.
That ball is really close to him. Throw down from the pitcher. Yeah, I can get catcher a little bit. It's been unfortunate.
Sort of event for Mabel Lewis, huh? Lefty hitter, and it's Logan Winder starting it off for Mineral Area College. Logan 0-for-2 in game number one, but he was 2-for-4 on base. Walked a couple of times. Logan hitting 320 on the air. Tyler Zeller, pitcher for Maplewood, and they also exchanged their right fielder, that's Bailey Jelinek, in right field, but otherwise their lineup, their defense exactly the same. Robbie Collier behind the plate. Now, I think we were both impressed with Robbie Collier in game number one.
Yeah, he played a really good game defensively, and he swung the bat well.
Good job. He stopped a lot of would-be wild pitches. Third baseman is John Oliver. Shortstop Chase Peter. Here's a fastball high. And Winder, as he leans back, works his way on with a walk. Well, that's what you want to do. You give up four runs at the top of the first, you get somebody on base.
Yeah,
you know?
That'll really frustrate you if you're on the other end of it. You know, you
right.
Four spot and then lead off, walk your first down four pitches.
Anytime you're up
we'll
by multiple runs, just say pound the zone.
We'll
man.
Like I said, we give up four runs there, but this game's long, long ways from being over with the way we swing it and the way they throw it.
case in point, in the sub-region against St. Louis last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were down, what, 9 runs?
Something like that.
Took the lead, and St. Louis closed it out with a victory. Lots of baseball yet to go in game number two. It's Tanner Weitrich stepping in. Weitrich 1-for-4 in the first game. He did drive in a run. Tanner hits from the right side against the lefty throwing Zeller. He fouls this one back against the...
He got a good swing at that pitch. Looks like a center cut fastball. He just missed.
On our first winder, we got Weitrich and Kenton Crawford. And unless double play occurs or a pickoff, the red-hot Chase Erhan will step in.
Get Chase up.
No matter what, get Chase in there. Craig Straws is the center fielder. Bailey Jelinek in right. Clayton Reich, the left fielder for Maple Woods. Winder takes a look at a ball that actually bounces and then bounces high enough to hit Weitrich in the elbow. So a walk and a hit by pitch. And now you would think that Chase Erhan has a tremendous chance to get to the plate in the top of the first inning. So Winder now at second. Weitrich out at first on a hit-by-pitch, and Kenton Crawford is going to look for his first hit of the day, and he's going to get it right here.
Calling it.
Not calling a homer or anything, but I'm going to say he's going to get a hit, too, man. So Zeller working from the stretch, fastball high.
Might get a walk.
I was just thinking that. The way he's going to prevent it. Kenton Crawford, center fielder for Mineral Area College. Crawford, wide stance, runners at first and second, and Crawford pops it up. Get foul, would you? Get foul. Come on, get foul. Not going to get foul, and the catch is made. So that's enough for me trying to call out what's going to happen. Pop up over to the first base line, and hey, well, Peyton Tolliver did a pretty good job in that breeze, continuing to track that ball.
Anything on the infield, in the air for that matter at all, but it's a challenge.
Guess who's at the plate?
Get a little bit of a circus.
Chase Erhan.
Yeah, I'll see if he can stay out here.
Erhan, 4-for-4, 2 homers, including a grand slam, and 7 RBI in game number one. He's got 2 men on right here. He takes a look at a fastball right down the gut. I'm Zeller. I'm a little scared of this dude. After seeing what I saw in the first game,
came with a fastball right at him, though.
Did. Chase is going to play for Chino next year. Go back to his hometown, Gerardo. The ball is going to strike, and here's the pitch. It's a curveball that Erhan pulls radically down the right field line. Slams it into the fence over there. No balls and 2 strikes. Chase Erhan. Devin Wilson is on deck. Winder running at second. He walked. And it is Weitrich running at first, hit by the pitch. This is Chase Erhan, hitting .325 on the year.
Spoils a good pitch.
Kind of golfed at it.
When you know you're seeing it well.
We'll get another chance. Still remains nothing in 2 in the count, though. Erhan, with 4 homers coming into the day, he had 2 in the last game. He had 28 runs driven in.
Yeah. And if you're,
he had a full fourth of that. It's just in that game alone.
If you're Chase right now, you're feeling like you're unstoppable. And the ball is like a beach ball.
35 RBIs for Chase now. No balls, 2 strikes. Zeller looks back, now focuses in. This one down to the dirt. And another nice play by Robbie Collier. Collier utilizing that chest protector, not worrying about the mitt. He says, I'm going to keep it in front and keep those guys out there not advancing. Issue. He didn't throw a lot in that first game, but really did like how he blocked the ball.
Yeah, you know, we really didn't really need to press the issue a whole lot on the bases.
Ball and 2 strikes for Chase Erhan. Runners at first and second. Mineral Area College looking at a 4-0 deficit in the bottom of the first inning, and Erhan swung at a high fastball and goes down hacking. First time they've been able to retire him all day. And this is Devin Wilson with 2 away. 7 innings, .345. on the season. Eagles got four long ball. Hits from the right side. Pretty nice to just get anything. I mean, if you can get one run, if you can answer it, at least answer back something. That offense moving. Here's Zeller, steps into a fastball, but leaves it high.
Yes. A lot of baseball in this one, though. Nine-inning game.
We're a five-inning game.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
We get really rolling.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Nothing leads to Maple Woods, and a fastball right down the heart of the plate by Zeller. Zeller appears to have more command than the other dudes we've seen so far today. Our sample size is relatively small
right.
So far. Zeller, the lefty, got the best numbers on the staff, certainly. I lock in on Wilson, but he bounces this one in. I need to continue to praise his control.
Well, we're in a hitter's count here, and Devin can get something to figure out.
Two balls, one strike, two away, two runners on. Back trails 4-0. And the defense gets reset as Zeller fires the fastball high. And a 3-1 pitch to Devin Wills.
The same thing kind of with Zeller as their last few ones we've seen. And they're in the strike zone. They're pretty well located. Good quality pitches. And they're out of the strike zone. They're not even thought the hitter's mind to strike this one yet.
Three balls and a strike. And there's a fastball and a swing and a miss by Wilson. Count runs full and the runners will be off. With two away. Runners at first and second. Winder walks. Weitrich was hit by a pitch, and then they were just not able to come up with the hit or even move him with a pop out and a strikeout. And now here's the full count delivery and a swing and a foul back by Wilson. He did a good job keeping his bat in that hitter's plane for a long time and got a piece of it. Back now, 34-18. They've beaten Maplewood all five times they've played. I don't believe they've trailed by four in any of those games.
No, I don't know if they trailed. Have trailed at this point.
So Zeller, full count delivery coming up once again, trying to get out of the bottom of this first inning without allowing a run, and Wilson once again fouls it down the right field line. And stays in the count for at least another pitch. We'd like to thank Hubs Pub on air for sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal Athletics and also for hosting our Cardinal Conversations this year. First State Community Bank, Farmington and Park Hills, and also Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale and Paynton. Went over to the, dropped in last night.
Been there. Dale.
Outstanding.
Good. What? It
oh, just really fun. 4-0 lead.
Don't know if it competes lead. With Hubs Pub, though.
Good stuff. All right, Wilson trying to get that timely hit right here. The runners will be off for the fourth time, and the pitcher tries to bluff a move over to second base. Erhan, noticing that the third baseman is nowhere near the bag, takes off for third, and now runners at the corners. Everybody's safe.
Actually, Winder.
Winder, beg your pardon. Yeah,
he did the inside move to second. He took off to third. Winder did, and the third baseman wasn't anywhere close to the bag at third.
Using the left-handed hitters.
Well, they kind of run the same, too. They look like they're digging the same way.
So Wilson continues standing there with a full count, and he drives this one out to right field. It's deep. It's back. It's gone. And it's a one-run game. Kevin Wilson hammers one out to right field. His fifth homer of the year. And Mineral Area College, after giving up four runs at the top of the first inning, is now within a run on the three-run bomb by Kevin Wilson.
Yeah, great job there by Devin. Even when he had two strikes, he was taking good swings on his 4-1 pitches and fouling them off. And finally got one he could handle and shot straight over the 345 sign in the right center.
That's why you were so unconcerned with that fourth spot at the top of the first, huh? You didn't even blink over there. You're like, it's going to be fine, man. Boy, great shot by Devin Will. Now here's a fastball high. That's a terrific hit, of course, a three-run homer, but I think about the three pitches before that. If Devin continued to foul off, take
the count. He was taking good swings at him, too. It wasn't like he was off balance.
Fastball high by Riando. Another key, Mike, is Zeller has by far the best numbers on this staff. If you can get even his pitch count high or get him out early.
He's thrown a lot of pitches here in the first inning already.
Indeed he has. Then I think already, Mac, I already think you say advantage Mineral Area College, but I think he'll tilt quite a bit if you can get him out.
No doubt.
So a 4-3-3 lead for Maple Woods and a walk as Ethan Riando keeps that line moving. So good work by Winder and Weidrich to get on base. Winder walked, Weidrich hit by a pitch, and then Devin Wilson with the two-out, three-run homer after fouling off three full-count pitches, and then hammers one over the 345 sign in the right center gap. Trent Popes had one plate appearance in the last game, and all he did was hit it to the fence in the left field for a game-clinching double. I'll tell you, this guy gets the most out of his swing.
Yep.
He dug in and
it does take a pass.
That extra little breeze as he pulls the bat through the zone there. Tying run at first base, and Riando pokes the go-ahead run at the plate. And Zeller, after seeing that home run go over right field, has really been high since then. Thrown five balls, and they've all been high. Ball and a strike for Popes. Zeller comes set. Lance is the first. Now he'll come to the plate. Hopes once again swings hard, but swings through. And it's a ball and two strikes for Trent. Hopes, a freshman from Scott City. Wide stands for him. A 4-3 ball game. Maple Woods leading Mineral Area College. A three-run home run by Wilson has made it a one-run game. This one's fouled over the first baseline. Now to play. Checking to see if that Jeffco game has gone final yet.
Right now. Looks like Jeffco now leaves 9-2.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody woke him up. Hope's digging in. Here's the pitch from Zeller. Curveball to the left eye. That thing was tied at 2 going into the 8.
Mm-hmm. 7 runs in the 8.
And 7 runs by Jeffco in the 8. Wow. They've got a good outfit up there, I'd say.
I would say.
Hope's. Big wide stance, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and once again the fastball goes high.
Right now for us, I mean, those are non-competitive pitches. I mean, those are pitches that you don't even have to think about swinging ever, so.
Not forcing the Mineral Area batters to make it.
No doubt, yeah. Keep taking those and keep taking your walks. Deliver the big blows.
Riando will be off on the pitch, fastball, and it's snubbed just back to the fence. Pope stays in the count, and just like Wilson did, Popes continues to fight this pitcher, Zeller. Stay in the count. Maybe you can do something with one of them. Popes has a couple of homers this year. You could say
he's
Popes,
got some power.
Popes
no doubt
has
about
pop.
It. He
yeah.
does. Looks like Crowder's trailing right now to State Fair. Second game of that series, Crowder was able to win yesterday's game.
Full count delivery by Zeller. Fastball high. And the fact that Post was able to foul off that pitch gets him a walk. 3 walks in the inning by Tyler Zeller and no strikeouts, and he's one of the few pitchers on this roster that has more strikeouts than walks on the season. But not today, so far anyway. 3 walks, no strikeouts. He's also hit a man. And Mac Trail scored to 3 with Mitch Barrow stepping in. Lefty against lefty now. Zeller starts with a fastball. This one got in the hands of Barrow. He pops it up. And Zeller nearly dropped it. It hit him in the mitt. It popped straight up. And then fortunately for him, it popped straight back down into his mitt. So Mineral Area College trailed 4-0 at the end of the top of the first inning. But the 3-run home run by Devin Wilson makes it a 4-3 game. Mineral Area College gets 3 runs, and they do it on the strength of only that one hit. No errors. There are 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning, and we'll also go to the top of the Monarchs order. Straws, McLaughlin, Oliver. Do that after this 1 minute pause on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
But gets three of them back with a three-run shot. The right center field on the bottom of the first inning. It's just gone final, Mike, and the Jefferson College Vikings do defeat Three Rivers 9-2. Game number one. That was a 2-2 ball
game.
Oh, yeah, the eighth inning. Phil breaks out for seven runs there. And now here comes Jacob Clark. You're going to see if he can get through the second inning with a few less issues than he did the first. Gave up six hits in the first inning and four runs. Oh, another fastball and then a dandy curveball there on the swing. And not a miss, but a hit back into the catcher's glove by Frank Straws. Straws was 0-for-3 in the first game. He struck out the leadoff this game, so he's got an 0-for-4 going. He pops this one down the left field line. Mitch Barrow giving chase. And
it's
can't quite get all the way there,
Can't really see from this angle, but there's my reaction.
Beautiful day for baseball, and we've got it all over the dial. Right here on KRAI, Mineral Area College playing in its sub-region here against Maplewood. Jefferson College playing on AM 1400 KJF against Three Rivers, and that's sub-regional. And we've got the Mineral Area, or rather the Mineral Area Athletic Association, the MAAA Conference, in the third place in championship games on J98. Top fly ball hit out to left field. Chase Erhorn comes in a few steps and makes the play for out number one. Straws is, well, he's 0-for-2 in this game. He's 0-for-5 overall today. And Levi McLaughlin steps in. McLaughlin got to hit the homer last time. It's first of the season. A lefty, he did it lefty against lefty action. And Jacob Clark starts him off with a fastball here. Got that one a little lower than that. So
yeah,
got home run ball picked through. McLaughlin hitting .350 on the season. Fastball high.
Yeah, it's a big inning here for Clark to really bounce back and throw up a goose egg.
Figure if he gets in the same type of trouble that he got in the first inning, Blake Jones probably makes the move.
Yeah, more than likely. Helps your decision-making process maybe to stick with him a little longer after you throw up a three spot there in the bottom half. Get you right back in the game, but by the same token,
you can give up four runs at some point, but you can't do it every inning.
Right.
Well, McLaughlin's having a hot game, though. He's 2-for-2 for the homer, and then a single over to the right side. This is John Oliver stepping in. He singled. First inning as well was one of those six hits. As Clark throws this fastball high, and Oliver leans out of the way. John Oliver, a .343 hitter, eight homers on the year. And Oliver is driven in 42. That puts him second on the team. Clark staring down the runner at first, comes with the fastball up and away. John Oliver. Logan Winder has just had a great plan against Oliver and Mack. He really pitched him backwards for the most part. And then once he got those guys thinking that he was going to pitch him backwards every time, then the last of that, he came with a fastball on the first pitch.
It's easy to have that plan, but to execute, that's the more difficult part.
Fastball right at the letters. That was
still
it. That's right.
Still got to make those pitches and throw competitive breaking balls that they're going to swing at or be called strike.
Two balls, one strike for John Oliver. Runner at first is McLaughlin. He singled. And there's your curveball for a strike. When Winder throws it, the curveball that breaks away the lefty for Mineral Area College. Now Clark, that backdoor breaker, breaking back into the plate against Oliver. The kick of the pitch and another curveball. Hit the ground ball right there to Weitrich. Weitrich flips to Wilson. Back over to first. And they can't get him on the foot placement on the bag, but Riando does a nice job of stepping off the bag and applying the tag, and that one going 6-4-3. And Mineral Area College gets out of that one with a double play. And after facing 9 hitters and giving up 4 runs and 6 hits in the first inning, Jacob Clark does give up 1 hit in the second inning, but he faces the minimum as all 3 hitters are up and down with a little help from the old double play. And a 4-3 ball game with Maplewood leading it. Mineral Area College back to the plate. Andrew Hayden back to the top with Winder and Weidrich. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Well, we welcome you back to the old ball yard now. Hal Lowry Field here at the Mineral Area College campus. It's a 4-3 lead for Maple Woods in game number 2 of this sub-regional series. Mineral Area College won game number 1 in 5 innings, 12-2. 4 runs by Maple Woods in the top of the first. Mack answers with 3 in the bottom of the first. And then a good work by Jacob Clark getting back atop the hill and faced the minimum with a little help from a double play in the top of the second. Mack now back at the plate. Their number 9 hitter, Andrew Hayden, takes a look at a fastball across the plate. 2 balls and a strike for Hayden here. And Mack, after seeing Mineral Area College bring 9 guys to the plate in the first inning, well, Mineral Area College responded with 8 guys to the plate in the bottom of the first. So Hayden leads off the second inning, even though he's the number 9 hitter in the order.
It looks like, I don't know if you mentioned this before, Chad, but it looks like our softball team did fall to East Central. That's a final 6-2. So they'll play St. Louis Community College next up today.
Have the battle back through, and that's the number 1. The
right.
1 and the 2 seeds
right.
are battling back in the
yep.
losers bracket. Huh, how about
that's,
that?
That's a tough break for us. You know, we don't win that one, and then what's your consolation prize for losing that first round in 1 seed?
That is tough.
So, battle.
A full count delivery due to Andrew Hayden.
Ooh,
he rifles one down
foul.
The left field line. It was just foul down there. Seems like it, doesn't it seem like every at-bat has gone full count, though, with Zeller here?
Yeah, or at least 4 balls in the ball column.
All right. Hayden hitting .225 on the year. He's got 3 doubles. He does have 1 homer, so a little flash of power from him, and he walks. Best way to, well, maybe, I don't know. I was going to say the best way to start any inning is with a walk. That might not be true. Some people might prefer the home run,
yeah.
but it's a pretty darn good way lead to start an inning.
Leadoff walks usually come around the score.
Yep.
Looks like Coach Kilgore is peeking around the dugout down there to see if this guy getting loose in the bullpen's ready.
The only trouble for Coach Kilgore
they just keep throwing somebody
is he doesn't have
else
anybody
in.
Better
yeah.
to go to. Zeller, even though he gave up the 3 runs in the bottom of the first, Winder just out in front of a fastball there on the outside corner.
Yeah, when you don't throw strikes, you're typically going to struggle.
You know,
that's been the problem for them.
Sometimes it's easy to make the change at your pitching position, but it for Coach Kilgore, perhaps it's a little harder here. Even if Zeller isn't shutting down the lineup, he's still the best they have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that might make the decision a little bit tougher.
But by the same token, if you can always bring him back tomorrow, too, if they could possibly win this one,
yeah.
which I feel pretty good about our chance of sweeping them here, but if for some reason they were to beat us, can always bring him back tomorrow, too, yep. So that's probably part of the thought process.
Ball and a strike for Winder, and the fastball is high there. Logan will chat with the catcher there, and a little smile. Runner at first is Hayden. Logan hitting from the left side against the lefty throwing Zeller. Fastball high again, and the count is 3-1. Marty Kilgore thought that he walked him. Marty Kilgore was halfway out to the mound. And they said, actually, just 3 balls. And Kilgore says, okay, one more pitch. And then when he walked him, I'll walk out there. Let's see if Zeller can climb back in this count. He takes something off of it. Just one of those get-me-over fastballs, and he does. And the count, Mike, once again, is full.
Yep. Another full count. Might not be a bad time to start the runner.
Andrew Hayden is that runner over at first base. And it's a full count delivery due to Winder.
Not
fastball high. It wasn't. Kilgore is out there quick as can be as Zeller has walked the first 2 men in this inning. And Kilgore reaches out his right hand before he ever hits the mound. Zeller pretty much knew he was done. We'll tell you about the new pitcher coming up after this 1 minute timeout, a 4-3 lead from Maple Woods. But here come the Cardinals. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Connor Bosworth is the new pitcher for Maple Woods. So Tyler Zeller lasts only one inning. And Mikey only gave up one hit, but he walked 5 guys.
Yeah, I mean, especially on a day when it's windy like this, you just can't hang with the guy. It's putting guys on base, and it only takes one swing. Well, the one hit he gave up was a home run. So probably a good move.
And we are in our 7th inning of play here, and Connor Bosworth becomes the 6th pitcher for Maple Woods. Bosworth, an 8.16 ERA on the year. He's 1-3. He's thrown 28 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 34, and he has walked 18. And so he has really a
better ratio than a lot of the others.
Ratio, yeah, compared to some of the other
Definitely
guys.
Definitely getting hit, though. You know, if he's got that kind of ERA and he's not walking a whole lot of people and he's giving up a lot of hits.
Runners at first and second for Mineral Area College, and Bosworth is allowing the opposition to hit 316 this year. And once again, that, yes, is pretty high, but for this rotation,
it's
much better than some of them. And there's a fastball that's got a little something on it there.
Oh,
through by Weitrich. So Hayden, the runner at second base, Winder, the runner at first. They both reached on walks. Tanner Weitrich is the hitter right here. Bosworth throws him a curveball that Weitrich got a piece of and kind of nubs it down the third baseline, foul. Weitrich down in the count. No balls and 2 strikes. I'd like to thank Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet and Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Baseball. No balls, 2 strikes for Weitrich, and Weitrich sees a curveball that he lifts out to center field. This thing keeps going. It keeps going. It's over the center fielder's head. Straws all the way back to the fence. Mineral Area College gets 1 run coming around. Tie game as Hayden crosses the plate. Winder comes in, and Mineral Area College has taken the lead with a 2-run double by Tanner Weitrich.
Yeah, he threw him a breaking ball the pitch before, and he was way out in front of, and he made the adjustment on that one. Sat back and hammered that one.
I didn't think, when that thing came off the bat, that it was going to
travel as far as it did. It looked similar to the ball he hit in the first game, the right field that we failed to tag up on. Just kind of kept carrying and kept carrying and kept carrying.
Well, he really got some distance out of that one. It was one hop to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as if Straws read it wrong.
He went straight back immediately.
He headed back right away. And so both of those runs going to be credited to Tyler Zeller as Crawford gets beamed right in the middle of his back. So Zeller gives up. You don't see this very often, Mike. Zeller gives up 5 runs on 1 hit. And it wasn't even a homer. No, it was homer, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a 3-run homer.
Yeah.
Huh. You don't see that often, though. So a 5-4 lead for Mack. And all of a sudden, Jacob Clark's leash got a little longer, I think, even.
No doubt about that.
Chase Erhan had a game in our first game that you just don't see very often. He was 4-for-4, 2 homers. He drove in 7 runs. He had a grand slam, and he hit it 15 feet up on the electrical pole that stands about, 30 feet outside of the fence?
Yeah, at least.
Over right field. Erhan is back to the plate with 2 runners on right here. And here comes the pitch by Bosworth, and this one is fouled over the fence. Now, Mineral Area College hitters have gotten down in the count nothing and 2 several times in this game, but it just seems like so many times, even after that's happened, we've seen them battle back to make the count full.
Yeah, taking great at-bats.
And Chase Erhan steps in here with no balls and 2 strikes. He was a strikeout victim in the first inning, but he's got 2 runners aboard right here. Nobody out in the bottom of the second. And Mineral Area College leads it 5-4. Bosworth lines, fires. Erhan stays with the curveball. And it looked like he knocked that one maybe off of his toe.
Yeah, I think it went off his foot. He's got the protective gear on his shin. Just not on the foot.
He's going to be wearing some of those Wolverine boots before long.
Steel toe.
Yeah. Chase with a good average coming in. 3.19 hitter. He's increased that average today. Oh, he swings through a curveball. Best pitch that we've seen Bosworth throw. That was really nice.
Yeah, that was a good breaking ball. Still in good shape here. We got first and second and only 1 out. And hopefully Wilson can continue to see it well.
Well, Devo hit a 3-run homer last time up. And it was one of the at-bats that we just talked about. He fouled off 3 straight pitches before he hit the homer just to stay in the count.
Yep.
And he's back to the plate with 2 runners on right here.
Runners.
And the runners both advance. Now, that pitch was down in the dirt, but it wouldn't have mattered.
No,
huge jump by both of those guys and a clean double steal by Wietrich and Crawford. Wietrich comes up with stolen base number 14. Crawford with stolen base number 24. And now Devin Wilson has a chance to drive them in. And he can do it in a lot more different ways than he could with runners at first and second. And this thing goes right past a diving beater, the shortstop, and it does drive in 2 runs. And Mineral Area College has increased that lead now 7-4. And Devin Wilson has himself a 5 RBI day.
Wild.
So Chase Erhan had 7 RBIs in the first game.
He might be well on his way to the same.
And Devin Wilson, in only 2 innings, has 5 runs driven in.
It's pretty special.
Work by Devo. And it's a 7-4 lead for Mack.
Just like that.
You had utter confidence when we were down 4-0. I got to credit you with that. You've been pretty good at calling things out. Chase Erhan called out. Said,
gotten lucky.
4-run deficit, no problem for the boys today.
Lucky.
The Mineral Area lineup has been anything but lucky. They've earned it, huh?
Oh, man. They've been great.
Ethan Riando hitting from the right side. Good-looking curveball by Bosworth. Guess a little low. Devin Wilson, runner at first. He's got a homer and a single, and he's got 5 driven in just 2 innings worth so far, and now he's hitting .350 on the air.
I believe, Chad, we've scored every inning today. Have we not?
Let me look. I think you're right. Yeah, you are. And that one's fouled. Okay, so we have played 7 innings, okay? 1 run, 2 run, 2 run, 1 run, 6 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs. So we have scored every single inning, and 5 out of the 7 innings we've played have been multiple run innings.
That's a recipe for success right there.
I think so. I think that's a great recipe. if the adage that defense wins championships is true, and I'm not sure it is, I will say that offense
sometimes
is pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
Ethan Riendo, the hitter he walked in the first inning. Ethan was 1-for-1 in game number one, and he was on base all four times. So he got a single, he was hit by a pitch twice, and he walked, and he scored two runs. And Riendo reached base in this game in his first at-bat with a walk. So he's got a perfect day on base, 5-for-5. Devin Wilson is off to the races and dives in safely. Got a good motor. And Riendo is trying to protect him and swings through and strikes out. Second out of the inning. Bosworth has struck out 2. Zeller walked 5, didn't strike anybody out. Bosworth has struck out 2. And he hasn't walked anybody, but he has hit somebody. And here comes the pitch. Fastball, swing, and a foul back to the
screen. Yeah, good swing right there. He didn't miss that one by much at all.
It's Trent Popes. Popes came up with that game-clinching double last game. He sent it all the way out to the left field fence. 2 runs scored, and Mack won it 12-2 in 5 innings. They lead now 7-4. Bosworth comes set, glances back to second base. Curveball clanks off of the head of Popes, bounces high into the sky, and Bosworth has hit 2 already, and he's only thrown in this 1 inning. Mitch Barrow now becomes the 9th hitter to step to the plate in this inning. Mack sent 8 to the plate in the first inning, 9 in this inning. Barrow hitting 241 coming into the game, and he was 1-for-3 last game with a single. Runners at first and second. Bosworth comes with a fastball right over the heart of the plate. Barrow popped it up to the pitcher in his first at bat. I just envision Barrow being this huge slugger. I think it's going to happen for him.
Yeah, he's definitely got the power.
Runners at first and second. Shortstop, beater creeping in. Curveball, a little bit away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mitch Barrow. Barrow glances down at the third base coach's box. Think anything will be on here. It was a double steal, though, last time. So. Or no.
Two good runners on base again.
Indeed. Here's the pitch. Fastball, and just caught the black on the outside part. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ball and 2 strikes, I beg your pardon. 2 away, 2 runners on. Mack leading it 7-4. Mack with 3 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second inning. We're still in that second inning. Bosworth the pitcher, and there's a curveball bouncing in, and once again, Mack has a double steal. Worked last time.
Yep.
Worked twice in this inning.
Good pitches to run on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Balls that are in the dirt.
Devin Wilson gets another stolen base. For Devo, that's number 18 on the year. And there's Trent Popes down at second base. He swipes that bag. Let's see if Mitch Barrow can come up with a base knock. And there's a fastball and a swing and a miss. Maybe a slider. It looked like it had a little hook at the end right there. But nevertheless, Barrow strikes out. So 9 hitters come up for Mack in the inning. And the Cardinals get 4 runs in that inning. And they do it on the strength of only 2 hits. But it was a 2-run double by Tanner Wietrich. It was a 2-1 single by Devin Wilson. There are no innings, and there are 2 runners left aboard. We go to the top of the third, and we'll go to the middle of the Monarchs lineup with Mackie Tolliver and Reich. We'll do that in 1 minute on KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the Outer Service Road at Lettington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Well, after getting roughed up in the first inning, Jacob Clark returned for the second inning. Was masterful, faced the minimum. He gave up a single, but a double play wiped away that runner. And Clark gave up no runs on just one hit in the second inning after giving up four runs on six hits in the first inning. He's got himself a three-run cushion, though, as he comes back for his third inning of work. It's a 7-4 lead by Mineral Area College, and the Cardinals going to try to sweep these Monarchs and get into the main regional brackets. This is the sub-region. It's a best-of-three series, swing and a miss by Matt Mackey on a fastball.
Yeah, we've thrown him multiple fastballs up in the strike zone now, and we just can't get to him.
Clark really challenging him. Matt Mackey with 13 homers on the season, and that one goes off speed, and it's fouled back and over the screen. We saw Anderson come on in relief with this lineup and during the regular season. Did a good job. 7-4 is the lead for Mineral Area College. Another high fastball. Mackey goes down hacking there. Boy, Clark has steadied himself, huh?
Yeah, he's really bounced back since that first inning.
Jeffco figures to be the team that Mineral Area College would face if they could advance here and win this game. Jeffco was tied with Three Rivers 2-2 into the eighth inning. And then the Vikings apparently flipped the switch and scored seven runs and won it 9-2.
Gave him a little scare, though.
Yeah. There's a swing and a pop-up by Peyton Tolliver. And Ethan Renaud gives way to Devin Wilson, who makes the play on the pop-up. And now Jacob Clark, who faced nine hitters in the first inning, has retired six in a row. You include the double play.
Right.
Let's see if Big Jake can face the minimum for the second inning in a row as a line drive whistles its way out to Chase Erhan in left field where he makes the play. So 1-2-3 for Jacob Clark. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Mineral Area College offense, Chama to get back at it. It'll be Andrew Hayden, Logan Winder, Tanner Weitrich in the bottom of the third when we come back in 1 minute on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Congratulations to the St. Genevieve Dragons, third place winners in the MAAA tournament. A 4-2 win over Central on J98. And the championship game of that tournament coming up next over on the FM on our affiliate, J98 The Boot, Tosi, playing West County in that ball game over on J98. Jeffco trying to complete the sweep.
I'll have a
over
chance.
Three Rivers. Here's a big swing.
Paul might get out.
And this thing is up and away. And Gonzo, as it clears the right field fence, it's Andrew Hayden breaking out the whooping stick. And Mack leads it 8-4.
Yeah, you knew as soon as that ball went up in the air, it was hit pretty well. And a little bit of wind behind it, it wasn't staying in.
Andrew Hayden, how about the number nine hitter in the lineup today for the
production,
Cardinals?
No doubt about it.
Great production by both of the catchers. Drafin was 2 for 3 with a couple of singles in the first game. And there's Andrew Hayden. He's 2 for 2 on base and now 1 for 1 at the plate as he hits a solo shot right there. Gets that one out over right field. It becomes his second homer of the season. So Hayden gets in on the fun, too. Everybody getting in on the fun.
No doubt about it.
We go back to the top of the order. Logan Winder. Logan hanging from the left side. And he chops one over to the right side. Laughlin, the second baseman, grabs a hold and makes the play 4-3. First out of the inning. Tanner Weitrich steps in. Tanner was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first inning, and then he really hit the ball a long way. He probably hit it 365, 370 to dead center in his last at-bat, driving in 2 runs on a double. On a ball, I didn't think it was going to travel as far as it did, but boy, he got a good piece of it. And this time he takes a curveball and he rips that one out to left field. So Weitrich putting together a terrific game 2. Tanner was 1 for 4 with an RBI in game 1. And he is now 2 for 2 with already a couple of driven in here in game number 2. Kenton Crawford comes
to the
plate. Let's
see if we can get Kenton going here.
Crawford doing game number 1. Kenton was 0-for-3. Did score a run. And Kenton was hit by a pitch in this game, but he's looking for that first base hit of the day.
You won't keep him down for too long.
Not a 390 hitter.
No.
Kenton hitting from the right side. And he swings at a fastball here, fouls it down the third baseline. There's a lot of room over in right field. These outfielders have been playing people to pull all day.
Yeah, there is a lot of room, right center and down right field line.
Imagine that these outfielders have probably played people to pull all year.
Yeah.
Bosworth throws a nifty curveball, but I don't know, lower away, one of the two. 2 balls and a strike for Kenton Crawford. Kenton with 48 runs driven in on the year. He's been just such a productive guy in this lineup. This one's bounced in. Weitrich trying to take second base. Throw not in time. Tanner's got himself a couple of stolen bases today.
Yeah, that's a good read on that.
Weitrich came into the ballgame with 13 stolen bags. 2 in this game. 2 in the last 2 innings, in fact. Now 15 stolen bags for Weitrich. Bosworth leans in. Gets the signal. He'll have to deal with Kenton Crawford here. Fastball right at the knees for strike.
Yeah, that was probably not a pitch you could do a whole lot with. Down and in.
3 balls and 2 strikes. Bosworth really gets low to look into those pitch calls. He rides himself now, works from the stretch. Fastball. And once again, foul down the third baseline. Crawford has scored 44 runs on the season prior to the first game. He also scored a run there, so he's got 45 runs scored. And Devin Wilson kept pace with him. He had 44 runs coming in, and he scored 1 run last game. So they're competing for that most runs category, I guess. They're tied at 45. Crawford fouls this one back to the screen.
He got a good at-bat going. I like the way he's seeing the ball in his at-bat.
Full count for the third straight pitch. Crawford digging in from the right side. The runner at second base, Tanner Weitrich, reached on a single and stole second base. And there's a curveball that'll loop foul down the right field line. It was just a little half swing by Crawford. He stuck his bat down there and then just blooped it over the top of the first baseman and then foul. Good hand-eye coordination, though, just to stay in the count.
No doubt, man. That was a nasty pitch.
It was. It's a tough curveball. Three balls and two strikes for Kenton Crawford in the fourth time. He looks at a full count, and this one's down in the dirt, and he walked him. And Wietrich takes third base on a wild pitch. Boy, this offense is just clicking along.
No doubt about it. Taking great at-bats.
Here comes Chase Irhan. I guess if you're as hot as Chase Irhan, you got to cool down a little bit, don't you? He struck out twice in this game.
If I'm him, I'm going to keep taking some swings.
You bet. Wietrich reached on the single. Crawford walks. And now here's Chase Irhan. And as we said, he struck out twice in this game. But game number one, he was 2 for 2, 2 homers, 2 singles, a grand slam, and 7 RBI. Chase with 2 runners on right here. Looks at a pitch low for a ball. I got a good feeling.
Yeah. This would be a good time to really bust this thing open here.
Mack already leads 8-4. They've scored 3 runs in the first, 4 in the second, 1 so far here in the third inning. Crawford is off to the races. The fastball is high, and it goes and it sails clear of both the second baseman and the shortstop covering. Mack will score a run as Tanner Wietrich comes home and makes the score 9-4. And Crawford gets not only the stolen base, but also third base on the error by the catcher. And now Irhan has a whole lot of ways to bring him in from third. You know, as suspect as the pitching has been for Maple Woods, their defense was really pretty solid the first game. But that one cost them. And now Chase Irhan fires this one out to center field. They're going to test the arm of the center fielder, and he throws an absolute strike from about 180 feet out. Maybe they should have him pitch from out there. That was just wasn't quite deep enough to get the run in.
Yeah, that's probably a ball that normally would have dropped in, just carried out.
Mm-hmm. That usual wind-blowing in type of a day, it would have. You know, you had mentioned that you thought the wind blowing out might benefit Mineral Area College more than it would benefit Maplewood, and I think so far you've been right.
I think it has. Not to take anything away from the balls that we have hit well, but, you know, I don't know that there several of those balls go out, you know, other than Irhan's one that went off the telephone pole.
Yeah, Irhan's one was an absolute monster blast. Devin Wilson had a homer, though, earlier, and this is a wild pitch, and Mineral Area College is going to cruise in and get another run. It is now 10-4, and after being down 4-0, Mineral Area College has scored 10 unanswered.
Crazy.
So a touchdown, a field goal, and an extra point.
No doubt.
A 10-4 lead for Mack, and I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, and you want to play at-bat to at-bat, but I mean, Mack probably starting to think that we might be able
short
to close,
game two in a row.
Yeah, close these guys out again in the short game. As we say that, Devin Wilson slaps it over to second base for the third out of the inning. But Mack once again gets multiple runs on the board, just as they've done every single inning in this game. 3 in the first, 4 in the second, and 3 more here in the third. Andrew Hayden started it all off with a solo home run. Tanner Wietrich drove in a pair with a single of his own, and then Tanner came around to score on a wild pitch, so Mack gets 3 more runs, and they do one on the strength of 2 hits. There was 1 error, and there was nobody left. So we'll go to the top of the 4th inning. Jacob Clark will be back for his 4th inning of work, and he'll face the bottom of the Monarchs lineup with Beater, Collier, and Jelinek. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Chad Speaker along with Mike Overman on the call. Mineral Area College Baseball playing in sub-regional action against Maple Woods. And here's a ball hit into the air by Chase Beater. It's out to center field. Kenton Crawford grabs a hold. Was that one? That was one pitch, one out, wasn't it?
One pitch, one out after a long half.
Every half mm-hmm. when Mineral Area has been at the plate has been a long half. And Jacob Clark had a long half in the first inning, but he is now retired eight straight. Now he threw a double play in there. He gave up a hit. But
he's been really good.
Been very tough since that first inning. And here's a foul ball down the first baseline. Do you think he was ever close to being pulled in the first inning?
I think if it got a little bit worse, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that he was able to get out of it when he did. Not only for more runs, but, you know, to give himself a chance.
Right.
Here.
No doubt. Kind of get his feet underneath him a little bit.
Now he's got a six-run cushion. And here's another fly ball to center field by Robbie Collier. And this time, Kenton Crawford ranges in. Two pitches, two outs?
Oh, I think he threw two.
Did he throw two pitches to him there? He did.
I thought he did.
Three pitches and two outs.
Efficient.
Very efficient. Very efficient. Yes. Good work. An economy of pitches mm-hmm. by Jacob Clark. And a couple of fly balls out there to Kenton Crawford. And now we go to your number nine hitter. And it's Bailey Jelinek. Jelinek hits 223 on the air. He struck out looking in his first at-bats. Fastball is high by Clark. Fastball is high by Clark. 2-0. Mack leads 10-4. They've scored three runs, four runs, and three runs in the first three innings here. I don't know where that pitch was, but it was called a ball.
Yeah, I guess it was down maybe just a little bit.
Clark lines, fires, and pops the middle of the plate. Now Jelinek will be forced to think about it at least. Jacob working from the windup, nobody on base, two away, and throws this one low. He walks his man. Go back to the top, Craig Straws. Straws is 0 for 2 in this second game of our doubleheader. Straws was 0 for 3 in the first game. So if you can never allow the leadoff man to get on base, that's
helps the cause.
Pretty good idea. Yeah.
This is a guy that swung it really well against us last time, too. So
he leads the team in hitting at 354. Yeah. He's on base at 421 on the season, but today he's on base 0 out of 5 tries. They've done a really nice job against him. He's setting in the back of the box from the left side, lefty against lefty. Clark steps into it, throws it. And
kind of lost the strike zone a little bit here. Yeah. Get back locked in.
He tried to frame him up there, but too far away. Runner at first was the number 9 hitter, Jelinek. We're to the top of the order with Straws here. Clark glances over at first, comes with the fastball, swing and a miss by Straws. He's trying to hug the bat through and rip that one. Couldn't connect. Two balls and a strike. Straws hits from the left side, as we said. Does not have a homer this year, but he does have 11 doubles. And this one is low and away, and Clark falls off the mound to the left side, holding his left ankle, his push leg. Quickly, Hayden goes out to see if he's got a problem. And now Clark holding his left knee as well. And Ryan Verjink says, let's talk about it a little bit. So Mack winning the first game, 12-2. They're in charge here in game number 2, 10-4. And they would play later on this week in Joplin. Is it Joplin?
Joplin.
Yeah.
It would start on Thursday.
Thursday in the main bracket.
Yeah.
Against, if Jeffco would win their second game, or third, they'd win their series. They've already won the first game against Three Rivers. They would play Jeffco
mm-hmm.
to start that main bracket. And Will Cheshire, if Jeffco advances, Will Cheshire will have the call for both of our
cool
area programs.
Great.
So, really fine sports broadcaster on our affiliate, AM 1400 KJF Radio. He's calling the Jeffco action as we speak on AM 1400. We'd like to thank Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton and Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve, sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Baseball. Runner over at first base, and a full count delivery due to Craig Straws, and Now Jacob Clark has walked two men after he had retired eight straight.
Yeah, I still think his leg might be bothering him a little bit. Keeps kind of looking over.
Mack leading by six runs, but this is an offense that the Monarchs have that is capable of that, certainly.
Yeah, that's why it's important that we keep scoring. There's no reason to think we won't.
There really isn't. There's been no indication of it.
No.
Clark kicks, fires high, and he has really lost his control here. Hope he can find it back again. But Mack, as we said, with a full complement of every bullpen pitcher. He could use a starter if they wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in a short series.
It's Levi McLaughlin hitting from the left side. So once again, lefty against lefty. McLaughlin swings at a high fastball and foul it up and out.
I think you might have helped him out a little bit there.
Might have, too. That's a pitch. If I'm in the batter's box, I'm taking a stride to pretend like I'm going to hit it and lower my shoulders. McLaughlin hitting from the left side. He's got a homer and a single this game. So McLaughlin really hitting well. And he takes a look at a fastball over the heart of the plate that time. Might have felt like it was out. And a ball and two strikes for McLaughlin. Still no runs coming in here in the top of the fourth. And at least the two walks came with two outs already secure. So here comes Clark, and this one is blasted out to left field.
Right.
Chaser on freezes and makes the
gets
play.
Out of it.
So
all right.
Good job by Clark to right himself there, huh?
No doubt about it.
And no runs coming in for Maple Woods, and they get no hits. And the two walks means that two men are left on base. Mack makes no errors in the inning. And that Mack offense that has been dynamite all day comes back to the plate. The bottom of the fourth, Riando, Post, Barrow. Do that in 1 minute as Mineral Area College leads 10-4 on KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Another pitching change for Maple Woods, and in our ninth inning of the day, he becomes the seventh pitcher for Maple Woods. It's Blake Christensen, a tall right-hander. He's got an 11.62 ERA, but he does not have a loss. One win, no losses for him on the year. He's thrown 26 and a third. He has struck out 17. He has walked 18. And opposing hitters are hitting .352 against him this year. Let's thank Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston and Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve. Also, Mineral Area College of Park Hill sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal Athletics right here on KREI. What a fun year it's been. Started off with a volleyball team going to nationals, getting 10th in the country. Mineral Area College men winning their first 25 ball games. The Mineral Area College women with a Region 16 championship. And now the baseball team putting together a tremendous season. The Mineral Area College golf team trying to go back to nationals. They finished in the top 14 the last 3 years. So great time to be a Cardinal,
man. It's been a lot of fun.
Man.
It really has. It's been a great year, and hopefully it continues.
So Christensen fires his first pitch over the head of Ethan Riando. Riando did not reach base for the first time all day. Last time up, he was on base 5-for-5 before that he struck out. At the plate here in the bottom of the fourth, and he pops this one up. Beater out at shortstop. And he's called off by the center or left fielder. The center fielder was there. Straws was there, and then Reisch comes sliding and diving in at the last moment and really didn't have a chance to make a play, but he called for it.
I don't have any idea what he was thinking there.
And as he dives by, it's going to end up being a single by Riando. That was a strange play. The center fielder always has priority on the rest of the outfield. He's kind of the captain of the outfield. He can call anybody off. And then Reisch came in from left field when it was really nowhere near his area.
No, it sure wasn't.
Odd play. And that brings in Trent Post. Ethan Rando is saying, hey, no matter what happened over there, I'm glad to have my single, man.
Yeah, no doubt. He'll take it.
Good. So Trent Post steps in. It's from the right side. Big wide stance. Big strong guy. Curveball bounced in. Ball on a strike for Post. But Pope's had a feel-good hit, didn't he? He comes in his very first at-bat.
No doubt
about
it.
Secures a 10-run win on a huge double. Blasted over to left field. Pope's hits from the right side. Riando, the runner, the leadoff single. And once again, there's Pope's getting all he can out of his swing, but he misses on the swing and the miss. Jordan Thompson giving the singles down in the third base coach's box. And Max trying to complete the sweep here today in two games and a best two out of three series. And Post has this thing a missile out to right field. It gets by the right fielder who kicks it. Jelinek kicking it over to the center field fence. Post is digging for third. Riando scoring. And Post has himself an RBI triple on an absolute missile out to the right center gap.
Boy, it sure was, Chad. That was right over the second baseman's head. It was first hit. I didn't think it'd get all the way to the gap, but it was hit that hard.
Whew.
It got down fast and kept moving.
Mineral Area College leads 11-4 now as Riando scores the 11th run of the game. And Mac now, if they can tack three on, they would win in a sweep, and they could do so by the mercy rule in five innings on each one of them. I might be getting ahead of myself. I'm just telling you what's possible now.
Very possible.
Mitch Barrow steps in. For Post, he's got a couple of homers this year, but that was his first triple of the season. Triples are more rare than homers anyway. I think the triple, to me, the triple is the most exciting offensive play in baseball.
It's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts on one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why after this pitch. Two balls and no strikes for Barrow. And here's the fastball just up and away. A home run. There's not any drama after it leaves the yard. And inside the park home run, something has to be messed up there.
Right.
You know,
right.
A dive that doesn't go right, or something just has to be quirky or odd or messed up. But a triple to me is a tremendous example of power and speed, and you usually have a play. So
yeah,
that's why
usually is a play on triple, like a bang bang play.
So that's why it's my favorite offensive play in baseball.
I like the home run.
That's fair enough. Now, the triple is not my favorite play in baseball. It's my favorite offensive play. My favorite play in baseball is really any defensive gem. To me, that's my favorite part of baseball.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with watching a little good defense. I like the double play. Big double play fan.
Me too. So it's Hayden stepping in, the number 9 hitter, and Hayden swings at a fastball and pops this one up. It's behind the third baseman. Oliver goes over to chase it, and it falls between Oliver, the third baseman, and the left fielder. Now, they're going to be able to make a play over at second base because Barrow really had to hold because it was a play that should have been made. It should have been caught over there, and Barrow had to hold. So while he was holding, when the ball landed, they were able to throw it over to the second baseman for the out. And Hayden essentially reaches on a fielder's choice there.
Yep. Nothing Pope's could do either. I mean, he had to hang close to the bag at third base, so he wasn't able to score.
That's the first out of the inning. And this is Logan Winder hitting from the left side with runners at the corners. Hayden is at first, Pope's at third off of that triple. My favorite double play, and I'll tell you why after I tell you the play, but my favorite double play is in baseball is a fly ball to the center fielder and a throw to the plate. For the out.
Yeah, that is fun to watch too.
Now, I'll reveal to you why. I played center field. And that was my favorite thing to do.
My favorite's a well-executed 6-4-3 to the right of the shortstop where they're in the hole.
So pretty, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's perhaps one of the best examples of teamwork because everybody's involved. The pitcher got the ground ball. You know, the shortstop fields cleanly, throws to the second base. I mean, everybody's involved.
Yep. Maybe a good pick at the other end at first base. Yeah.
One ball, two strikes for Winder. Runners at the corners. And this one bounced in the dirt. So make it now 2-2. Mineral Area College leads 11-4. They are three outs away from victory in the game and in the series to advance to the main bracket in the Region 16 tournament. Here's a fastball that Winder pops out of play over near the shooting range. In fact, if you got here early before the games, you did hear guns firing.
Yeah, I believe we had a class going on until noon today. That's what I was told.
And then the guns continued to fire as the Mineral Area offense took the field. In a more figurative sense. Winder swings at a off-speed delivering and strikes out. So two outs in the inning. And here's Tanner Wietrich. Wietrich was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first. Then he hit a deep double to center field and then a good single over to the right side in his other at-bat. Tanner's been had a good offensive showing. He scored three runs in the game today. And here comes the fastball high. Wietrich, well, he's got the ability to end the game right here. He's got six homers on the season. The wind has kind of shifted on us a little bit.
Yeah, it's now it's just straight out to right. Before it was kind of straight out to center.
Yeah. Wietrich takes a look at one away. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed throwing Blake Christensen. Mack leads 11-4. Now what a comeback by Jacob Clark, huh?
No doubt.
He faced eight hitters, or I beg your pardon, nine hitters in the first inning. Gave up four runs on six hits, and all he's done since then is throw up zeros. As Mack leads 11-4.
Yeah, like you said, he might have been in danger of coming out of that game in the first inning.
That'll be an interesting question to ask the coaches afterward.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
Three balls and no strikes to Wietrich. What'll he do here? He obviously had the take on. It's a good pitch. So slow me down. Let's see if I can get back in the count delivery there. That's what Christensen did. So three balls and a strike. Two away. Runners at the corners for Mack. Cardinals lead 11-4 over the Monarchs. And Wietrich swings it. This one in the middle of the plate. Pops it up and over. And will remain in the count now at 3-2. Maple Woods isn't a bad ball club. They just don't have the pitching. And it's really pretty simple. An 11-4 lead for Mack. Christensen standing tall on the mound, works from the stretch, steps in, fires, and it's in on the hands of Wietrich. He walked in. I don't think he missed by much, but it was off the plate.
Yeah, it was up too, I think.
Wietrich is having him a heck of an offensive showing in this second ball game. He's been hit by a pitch, he's walked, he's doubled, he's singled, and so far he's scored three times with the bases now loaded for Kenton Crawford. Kenton, well, he's looking for his first hit of the day. How about
good
if he does it in
it.
A big way, yeah. Crawford takes a little
we'd
first
have to,
lit, fast.
We'd have
fastball.
To hold him in the fifth still, top of the fifth, but
yeah.
I like our chances, though.
Scoring runs such bunches, it felt like the fifth already for me. Bases are loaded to Cardinals. Curveball. Crawford swings through it. It's an easy ground ball to the shortstop. Fires over to the second baseman for the out. And the Monarchs get out of the jam, and they stay in the game. Third out of the inning. Mineral Area College is able to get only one run across that time. Their lowest run output inning of the ball game. But after four, they lead 11-4. So one run for Mack on two hits, a triple and a single. There were no errors that inning. And the bases, well, they remain loaded full of Cardinals right there. We go to the top of the fifth. It'll be Oliver Mackey and Tolliver for the Monarchs. Do that in 1 minute on KREI.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mac has played Maplewood's six games. This is the sixth. They're in charge by seven runs right here, and the Cardinals have won the other five ball games. Four runs has been the most runs scored in any of the meetings between these two by Maplewood. They scored that in the very first meeting. Mac won 5-4. Maplewood scores four runs in the first inning alone, and then Jacob Clark says, you know what, no more. I'm going to shut the door on you. And that's what he's done over the previous three innings. No runs in the second, third, and fourth. And now we're back to the fifth. And the big sluggers, John Oliver and Matt Mackey, up for Maplewood. Clark on the hill. Lyons fires. And this one's driven out to center field. Kenton Crawford's got a beat on it. Hit sky high, and that's where it goes to die. Kenton Crawford's mitt. Fly ball on the first at-bat of the inning for John Oliver.
I'm still amazed at how well we've pitched to the middle of our lineup. I mean, we've done such a great job for some guys that, I mean, haven't gotten out a whole lot, you know what I mean? Throughout the regular season, they've put up some scary numbers.
Matt Mackey hits an absolute missile over to Devin Wilson. Wilson takes one step to his right and flashes the leather. That thing had a vapor trail on it.
It's hit hard.
But Clark, I mean, look at Clark. He's mowing, man.
Just moving right along.
I got to mow. Probably after this game.
I did before it rained the last time.
I did.
Earlier this week.
Clark comes with a fastball right over the heart of the plate. Jacob stumbled in the first inning. And then last inning, well, he got two outs quickly on a couple of fly balls. And boy, peppers the zone with another fastball there. Whistles that one right by Tolliver.
He's in complete control of this game right now.
But then he walked a pair, and he fell off the mound in an awkward fashion. And really, he was holding his ankle and his knee, and we wondered, you know, is he faltering a bit? And then he got a fly ball over to left field, and now he just comes out and just pounds away. Fly ball, line drive, strikeout, three up, three down. And Jacob Clark hammers away. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left, and it took almost no time at all. Mineral Area College goes to the bottom of the fifth with an 11-4 lead. Erhan Wilson Riendo. We'll tell you about it in a minute on KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Mineral Area College leading Maplewood's 11-4 in the second of our doubleheader today. Mac won in the first ballgame 12-2, and it's a best of three series, so if Mac can hold on here, they would advance to Thursday's, I guess you call it a semifinal, even though it's a double elimination tournament.
Sure.
So they would face Jeffco if Jeffco can win their second game today. Jeffco, they were tied at 2 against Three Rivers going to the 8th, and they won 9-2, so they turned it on, and they lead now 1-0 there in the second inning there in Hillsboro. Mac up 14, or rather 11-4 right here. Chase Orhan to the plate. Now Chase went 4-for-4 in the first game, but he's 0-for-3 in this game, and he got out in front of a fastball right there, and he popped it over the shortstop and goes down that way. So he goes from 4-for-4 to 0-for-4. I still think he's way above in the doubleheader, though.
No doubt.
Way above. He was 4-for-4 in the first game with two homers. One of them was a grand slam, and he drove in 7. Now, in this game, it's been Devin Wilson.
He's still got to feel pretty good about his day, I'd say.
I think he feels all right. Devin Wilson, the guy that hits behind him. I guess if you want to call it slack, then Devin has been the one to pick it up.
He sure has.
Devin has driven in 5 in this game. Takes a look at a really nice curveball by Bosworth there, though. Or by Christensen, I beg your pardon. Blake Christensen. Not to be confused with Hayden Christensen. Anakin Skywalker. And this one's fouled over the first base line.
Get a lot of comparisons, don't you?
Well, I just don't want anybody to get confused.
It's got a chance.
Oh, this one is pounded out to right field. It's going back. Oh. It's off the top of the fence. Jelinek slams into the fence. And Devin Wilson has a homer, a single, a double, and now he just needs that triple.
That ball just about went out, too, because the wind had kind of stopped blowing there a little bit. And I think if we had the same conditions as we did earlier in the game, it's probably another one over the fence because that went out about 3/4 of the way off
the top of
the wall.
I haven't been out here many days where the ball is carried as well as it's carried today. Now, I know it's been hit hard, but like we see some balls that are just mashed, that just get killed in that
stiff
wind that comes in from right field out here. At the plate, Ethan Riando. Ethan is 1-for-2 today in this ball game. Singled and scored a run in the fourth. And Ethan in the first game was 1-for-1, and he was on base 4-for-4, so he's just done a terrific job today.
Yeah, he's just taking great at-bats. I mean, team at-bats. Passing along the next guy.
And we haven't noticed him at first, which means he's got everything thrown his
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
11-4, Mac leads. A double from Devin Wilson. And now Riando is hit by the pitch. That is the third time today that Ethan Riando has been hit by the pitch. He is like the Sultan of being SWAT. 3 hit by pitches. Jiminy. He's going to be a bruised up dude at the end of this one.
Sure is.
So Riando has been hit by a pitch 3 times today, and he has walked twice. He is an on-base percentage machine. Billy Beane would love this guy. Hopst comes to the plate.
Some of that money ball.
Riando playing some money ball, man. This is Trent Popes. He tripled last time. Had his first triple of the year. And it was an absolute screaming line drive to the right center gap. Popes, he's got those baseball arms, man. Just look at his forearms. Mm-hmm. He's got
thick,
bulging muscles there. Popes is actually on base 3-for-3 in this game. And for the entire day, he's 2-for-2 with a double and a triple. Curveball. Filthy. I mean, that one was nasty. Christensen, that would look like a frisbee. It did such a hook.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A ball and 2 strikes for Popes. Mineral Area College with 2 runners aboard. And, in fact, Popes represents the winning run. If Max scores all 3 right here, they would win by the mercy rule. That's how they won the first game. It was a 12-2 victory for Mac. That took just 5 innings for the first game here today. Mac sweeping the regular season series against Maplewood. All 4 games right here at the Howe. So Pope's working against Blake Christensen, the tall righty from Maplewood. Kicks, fires, fastball high. And the count runs full. Runner is second, Wilson. First is Riando. Think about starting him? Riando,
probably not.
Not the best run. I mean, you know, he doesn't run like he's got a refrigerator on his back. But
might.
Not a track star. And then here's a ball that's driven out to right field, hooking, and just foul. Oh, my. That thing got over the fence.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're just so used to the balls being knocked down in this park. I mean, that looked like a home run swing to you?
No, it wasn't hit that well.
It wasn't even a full cut. It was about a three-quarters of the way swing.
The wind's definitely playing a factor.
And it got over the wall. If that would have been another 10 feet to the left, it would have been a three-run homer, and it would have ended this thing. Popes can do it here. Another full count delivery from Christensen. Fastball. Popes gives it a ride. This is to dead center field.
Jammed.
He's driving the center fielder back, but...
Yeah, he got jammed a little bit on that one.
Straws makes the play. He hit it hard. Just didn't get all of it, like you said. Fly ball to center field. So Popes is the second out of the inning, but it does advance Devin Wilson over to third base. And in steps Mitch Barrow. Runners at the corners here. Wilson's over at third, advanced on the fly ball. Riendo, runner at first. And this is Mitch Barrow. Mitch 0 for 2 in this game. And 1 for 3 in the first game. Ball down in the dirt. Blocked. That's David Paffenroth, the catcher. He's been a defensive substitution. I didn't even notice him earlier. Collier had done such a great job behind the plate. And Paffenroth is another big guy. Looks kind of like him in stature.
Yeah, he does.
In fact, you would think that Maple Woods has a football team, and they brought some guys over from that squad. This team is really just a big, burly squad. Fastball down in the dirt. Paffenroth blocks that one as well. Two balls and a strike for Mitch Barrow. Andrew Hayden has got anything over there thinking, give me a shot at this guy. The way that he and...
No doubt about it.
Draft and have been hitting from that catcher's position today. Two balls and a strike. Fastball, Barrow fouls it back to the screen. Over on J98 right now, West County and Potosi battling for the MAAA Tournament Championship. 98.5 on your FM dial. On AM 1400 KJF. It's Jeffco against Three Rivers. Jeffco won their first game, trying to complete the sweep just like Mac. Here's a fastball. Barrow rips this over to the right side.
Got the bad head out on that one.
Time that one out. A little bit ahead. 11-4. Then Orlaria College leads. One swing can end it. You are correct, sir. Maplewood's got 4 runs in the first inning. Nothing since. Jump pitch by Christensen, curveball low, and a nice read by Barrow. He must have seen that out of his hand.
Yeah.
Count runs full. Runner at first, Riendo. Devin Wilson is third. And Riendo will be off on the pitch. Full count, 2 away. Here comes the fastball, and Barrow nubs it off the end of his bat. Beater comes on strong, makes a hard charge at it, and fires it across the diamond for the 6-3 put out. So that's the third out in the inning, and it is the first inning, Mike Overman, the entire day.
Haven't scored.
That Mineral Area College has not
that?
Scored. Yeah. So no runs. That's the first time we've said that all day. No runs on one hit, no errors, and 2 men are left on base for the Cardinals. We go to the top of the sixth. It'll be Reesh, Beater, Collier, the Monarchs, an 11-4 lead for Mac. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Let's thank a few sponsors. Now that we have a moment, we thank Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank of Farmington, and Cole's Tractor and Equipment. All of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Baseball today and all season long. An 11-4 lead for Matt. Mineral Area College now 34-18 and hoping to go to that main bracket of the Region 16 tournament at 35-18. They finished fourth during the regular season play in Region 16 with a 17-12 mark. They were not able to play all of the Region 16 games, however. Some of them did get rained out. Last four games of the season, in fact, got rained out for Mac. But they don't appear to be playing with a whole lot of rust today.
Come out and set a tone early and never really has stopped. It's been a great day for us.
Jacob Clark has gone the distance so far for Mac. Logan Winder threw the five-inning complete game for Mac in the first game, went all five innings, gave up five hits and only two runs. And Jacob Clark, after teetering early, gave up four runs on six hits in the first inning, has been very solid since. He's not given up a run since that time, and his offense has supported him with 11 unanswered. So one ball and two strikes and a swing and a foul back to the screen for Clayton Reisch. Reisch, the number six hitter in this lineup. And Reisch was 0-for-2 in the first game. And he is 0-for-2 in the second game as well. Pop-up, shortstop, line drive to left field. Reisch in this game. Clayton sitting 250 on the year. Two balls and two strikes for Reisch, hitting for the right side. Left-handed throwing. Jacob Clark, and this one popped up. It'll be in foul territory, but going over to make that play.
Great play.
And make the catch as Boat. Boy, that was a really nice catch.
He about overran it.
He did. Because he kind of reached back over his head to make the catch. And that's one a little bit like one that Mac had that you talked about earlier, Mike, that probably gets kind of cut down. It's just a foul ball that nobody gets close
right
to on during
right
what are regular conditions here, and regular conditions are blowing in from right field. But a great play by Popes. Good work. And now it's Chase Beter. Beter 1-for-2 in this game, a single in the first, flew out to center field in the fourth. Jacob Clark fires high and fires high, two balls, no strike. Beter was 1-for-2 in the first game. It was an RBI double. So he drove in one of the two runs for Maple Woods, and Clark comes back, cuts him off the knees with a strike right there. An 11-4 lead for Mineral Area College, won the first game 12-2. Kicking the pitch. And Clark gets on him fast with a heater, and it's fouled over the first base screen. Now two balls and two strikes. Good comeback by Clark, firing two fastballs high. Comes in the zone twice. And now he comes with another fastball, and this one again is driven out to right field. Pope's coming on, makes the catch.
Another one about him, Rain.
He's not your most silky smooth guy out there, but he's getting the job done. Another fly ball to right field, and Pokes does a great job getting in the right spot at the right time and flashing the leather. Now, Robbie Collier was hitting in this position, but it's David Papenroth as the pinch hitter here. Papenroth came in as a defensive replacement. He pops this one up down the first base right field line, and he bounces it into the batting cage over there. David Papenroth. Get like 35 points in Scrabble if you got his name. So Papenroth is a 212 hitter on the season. Three doubles, three dingers, and he's driven in 14 on the year. The same kind of build as the
just not
starting catcher Collier. Thank goodness there's a fence right there as my sheet blew away. The fence right in front of us stopped it.
Just kind of getting some
and
weird
you still got the hands,
gusts
I know this right there.
No.
You were talking about being able to catch that ball if it came over here. I wasn't sure, but I think you probably would have.
I was an outfielder. I didn't have very good hands.
Pitch is high from Jacob Clark. Three balls and a strike for Papenroth. Mac leads 11-4, two outs. here in the top of the sixth, and a swing and a miss. Clark ducked that one right underneath the knees of Pfaffenroth. Two up and two down in the top of the sixth. A couple of fly balls to right field. This Monarchs offense. Jacob Clark just did a complete 180 in this game. Six hits, four runs against him in the first inning. And then he faces the minimum in the second, retires eight straight, and has just been tough of nails the rest of the way.
He sure has. Great.
Clark with a high kick. He walked his man. Left that pitch just upstairs. Walked a pair in the fourth. Threw a perfect fifth. And I mean, that lasted about 30 seconds, it felt like. Fifth inning. Fly ball, line drive, strikeout. It just went
like
so
a six
fast.
Pitch inning or something. Helped his pitch count a lot, too. Allowing him to throw pretty deep into this one.
Yep, we're in the sixth. And this is Bailey Jelinek, right fielder, the number nine hitter in this order. Jacob Clark would like to bear down and get this guy. Cuts off the inside part of the plate for a strike. Nice frame by Hayden. Clark working from the stretch with a runner at first and Pfaffenroth. Jacob kicks, fires, fastball. Blew it by him. No balls in, two strikes against Bailey Jelinek. Bailey struck out in the first. He walked in the fourth, so he's 0 for 1. And Clark has him exactly where he wants him here with no balls and two strikes. Jacob kicks, fires, and another fastball. Got on him quick. Jelinek just got the bat head out enough to foul it. Stay in the count.
See if Jacob can finish him off here. I think that his day might be about done.
Comes with a fastball high. Nice idea. Ball and two strikes.
The
bullpen, like the dugout, is right in our sight line of the bullpen, so it's hard to
see anybody, but I gotta think his pitch count's probably getting up there.
Clark looks over to first base, trying to finish the inning right here. Curveball, and he went. They say that Bailey Jelinek went around right there. To be honest, Mike, I thought it was a strike anyway. I don't think he didn't call it that way, but he said he went around, and Jelinek goes down. Not necessarily hacking, but, well, that's the end of it anyway.
Halfway hacking.
Four men come up, three men go down. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one man is left on base. To the bottom of the sixth we go, and to the bottom of the Mineral Area College lineup. It's Hayden, then Winder and Weitrick. We'll do that in 1 minute on KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
An 11-4 lead for Mineral Area College in the second of our doubleheader today. We say congratulations to the West County Bulldogs softball team. They're going back to the state tournament. They defeated Bismarck in the district championship game today, 2-0. Ricky Lynn Wright threw a no-hitter. Way to go, Ricky Lynn, and the West County Bulldogs headed back to the state tournament. They will play in the first round of this spring schedule state tournament on Monday. We'll have the call for you. Matt Greenwood will have the call Monday on AM 800 AREI. St. Vincent Indians girls soccer team, a 4-1 or a 4-0 victory over Perryville today to clinch the number one seed in the Class 1 District 1 tournament. And over on J98 the Boot right now, we've got MAAA tournament championship action, West County against Potosi. Mac leading at 11-4 over Maple Woods. And last inning, the fifth, was the first inning all day. The Cardinals did not score a run. Andrew Hayden going to start at this offense to try to change that here in the bottom of the sixth. Curveball down in the dirt and away. Nowhere close. Hayden homered in the third inning. Second one of the season. It was a solo shot to start the inning. Takes a look at a fastball here on the inner half. A strike. Hayden has been on base every time. He reached with a walk. A fielder's choice. Then he homered. And he rips this one out to left field. I mean, he rips it! And it goes over the left fielder, and one bounce to the wall. It's a double for Andrew Hayden.
Well, I thought that might have been gone. Yep.
So Hayden with a homer and a double in this game. Devin Wilson has a homer, a double, and a single in this game. I thought Hayden, the way that thing has been traveling out to right field, it felt like Hayden hit that ball harder than a lot of the balls we've had.
Oh, he definitely did. Right field. Yeah.
But it's blowing kind of across from left to right right now, making it more difficult to pop one over the fence there. But Hayden really did drill that thing, and that's his fourth double of the year. And he sends Blake Christensen packing. So we'll have the fourth pitcher of the ball game in this ball game for Maple Woods. They threw four pitchers in the last ball game as well. And we'll tell you about this pitcher coming up after this one-minute timeout on KREI with Mac Up, 11-4.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colton Devine checks in, a left-handed hurler for Maple Woods. Tyler Zeller is actually still on the hook for the loss today. He gave up all five of those runs. Now, he had two guys on base when the next pitcher, Connor Bosworth, came in, and he actually had the lead when he stepped off the field.
Right.
But he was still responsible for the base runners, and so when those guys came in, he became on the hook for the loss, giving up all five runs. Or not all five, but five. His team had only scored four, so he's still on the hook for the loss. Connor Bosworth, the guy, came in behind him. And it's Colton Devine with an 11.81 ERA on the year. He's thrown 10 and two-thirds innings, struck out 11, he's walked 12. And teams are hitting .375 against him. It's a lefty throwing against a lefty here in Logan Winter. Logan looking for his first hit of the day. He is. Logan was 0 for 2 in the first game, but he was on base 2 for 4. And Logan today is 0 for 2, but he is also on base 2 for 4. So even though Logan doesn't have a hit, he's on base at a 500 clip.
He's always finding a way on base.
So, I mean, that's
so valuable, top of the order.
The leadoff guy is still doing his job. An 11-4 lead for Mac. From the bottom of the sixth, and Logan Winder hits one up to the right center gap. It is in his first homer of the season. It is! Logan Winder goes yard for the first time all year. It's a two-run bomb, and Max on top, 13-4. Baby was on a tee, wasn't it?
You knew it had a chance when it went up. Good for Logan.
Good for Logan. Good to see. It is. Logan Winder had three doubles this year, and those were his only extra base hits. And he muscles up right there and sends that one over the right field fence, and that was a very rude welcoming to the game for Colton Devine. And Mac now is one run away from victory. They have no outs in the bottom of the sixth. And Tanner Weitrich just got hit by a pitch. And now Kenton Crawford and end this game by driving in a run. Mac won in the first game in 5 innings, 12-2. And they're trying to win the second game here in 6 innings, 14-4. They lead right now 13-4. And Crawford going to try to end this thing right here. Tanner Weidrich, the runner at first. No outs, bottom of the sixth. This one bounces past the catcher on a wild pitch. And now the potential series-clinching run in scoring position. That feels so good for Logan. He got the win in the first game, and he gets a big two-run homer right there.
Well, we can move the runner here from second to third, find a way to get him in.
At the plate, Kenton Crawford. Mac leading 13-4, and Crawford hits this one off the inside part of the bat. Center fielder creeping in and makes the play. That's Craig Straws. So one away in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Chase Erhan. Erhan 0 for 4 in this game, but 4 for 4 in the first game. With two homers and one was an absolute moonshot, a grand slam. Chase hitting 320 on the season. It's from the left side against the left-handed throwing, Colton Devine. Colton becomes the eighth pitcher of the game for Maplewoods over these two games. Only 11 total innings and 8 pitchers for Maplewoods. Slow curveball. Erhan is way out in front of and pulls it down the right field line and foul, and he's now down in the count, nothing and two. Runner to second base, Tanner Weidrich. Weidrich steps on the plate.
A base hit here.
Weidrich stealing third. This could be a double play. Weidrich going to have to backtrack as the fly ball is played out to the right fielder, and it's a race to second base as Weidrich got all the way back. Weidrich just ran 180 feet. He was all the way to third base and made it back. Great hustle by Weidrich. And as Erhan, and we kind of talk about a normal day versus a day blowing out here. On a normal day, that's a single.
Yeah.
But it carried out, and the right fielder made the play. And great hustle by Weidrich right there.
He definitely had that base stolen easily, too.
Now, Devin Wilson hits one in a gap, we have to stop Tanner Weidrich a foot from the plate. Because we want Devo to get a triple here. He's a triple away from the cycle. And if Weidrich scores before he gets to third base, then the game is over. But none of that matters as it's a comebacker. Right to
all got to do is hold him now.
To end the inning. 8 runs after 6.
Yep.
Is that the rule?
Yep.
Okay, so Mineral Area College is on top by 9. 13-4. We go to the top of the 7th. Mineral Area College in that inning gets 2 runs. They get it on a 2-run bomb from Logan Winder. His first one of the season. So 2 hits in the inning, no errors, and 1 man is left on base. Mac leads 13-4. We're back after this 1 minute pause on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Well, Mineral Area College is 3 outs away from victory to complete the sweep of Maplewoods and advance into the main Region 16 bracket. Jeffco won their first game, and they lead 3-0 over Three Rivers. So it's not done, but it's looking like it's going to shape up as a Mineral Area against Jeffco semifinal matchup. Those two teams only played twice. The next two got rained out. Mac was leading in the third game. of that series when the rest of the season got washed out. 13-4, Mack leads Maplewoods here in the second game after defeating the Monarchs 12-2 in the first one. And there are going to be quite a few superlatives to talk about at the end of this one. But the one that we haven't really brought up yet that it looks like is going to happen is that, well, here's a fly ball out to left field, and Chase Erhan is hustling in to make the play. Wietrich coming out to make the play. Wietrich has a better shot at the ball and makes the play as Straws goes down the pop-up to the shortstop. As I finish the thought, a complete game being thrown by Logan Winder. 8 pitchers used so far by Maple Woods.
Might just only be 2 for the
Mac side. It could be, yeah, just 2 pitchers over a doubleheader from Mineral Area College. And if I would have posited that theory after the first inning that Jacob Clark threw, you wouldn't have believed me. And here's a single that's laced out to center field by Levi McLaughlin. Well, you would have maybe believed me because you're this optimist over there. I wouldn't believe myself.
Yeah, let's see if we can get through the harder order one more time here.
There's John Oliver. Oliver and Mackey. 6 sluggers for this team. 21 combined home runs for those two. In fact, how about this one, Mike? 105 combined RBIs for those two guys this year.
That's some damage.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, when you think about, they've played, 49 games this year. And between those two guys, they've produced over 2 RBIs per game. That's pretty awesome production.
Yeah.
Fouled down the first baseline.
Yeah, you'd think that people would have kind of stopped pitching to him at some point a little bit, but apparently not.
But, you know, Mac has come after
him. We pitched right at him. Yeah, we've had no problems.
The fastball high in on the hands of Oliver. Fouled that one over the right field fence.
For 6 games now, we've really done a good job against them.
We'll see. I know that the Cardinals like to meet after the games, but I think we'll see if we can talk to a few of the sophomores after this one. Get a few of those guys on the air. Logan, I know one of the stars today, maybe Chase Erhan. A couple of the local backs too. 13-4, 9 run lead for Mack. The kick and the pitch by Clark. This one's driven high in the sky. Kenton Crawford backs up 3 steps, flashes the mitt, and Mack now 1 out away from winning this sub-region against the Monarchs and sweeping them in 6 total games this year. And it's one of the best sluggers in Region 16 who's charged with trying to extend this game, Matt Mackey. Mackey with 62 runs driven in, 13 homers on the season. Mackey today is 1-for-6 against the Mineral Area College Cardinal pitching. Fastball high from Clark. Jacob Clark stands upon the hill, works from the stretch. Levi McLaughlin, the runner over first base, he singled earlier. And here's the pitch, and the bat stays back by Matt Mackey. 13-4, Mack by 9. And the rule is if you're up by 8 or more at the end of 7,
yep,
you're the victor. Mack has had only 1 inning the entire way of these 2 games today, Mack, Mike, where they've not scored a run.
It's crazy to think about.
Isn't it?
It really is. Just consistent pressure.
And only three of those innings have been 1 run. The rest of them have been multiple runs. Such a consistent offensive effort today. Jacob Clark, 3 balls, no strikes. Throws one down Main Street for a strike. Mackey now going to have to think about taking the bat off of his shoulder. Which is really what he likes to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
3 balls, 1 strike, runner at first. Jacob Clark pitching for Mineral Area College. Fastball. Out to shortstop, backhanded by Wietrich, throws across his body and makes an absolute web gem of a play to close this game, to close the series, and keep Mineral Area College moving forward to the semifinals of the Region 16 tournament. What a way to end it, huh?
No doubt. That was a lot of fun.
And Second Rolla Area College wins in game two, 13-4.
Impressive performance today. Just unbelievable.
And completes the sweep of the Monarchs today and for the season as well. They've played Maplewood six times and come up with victory all six of those ball games. And they sweep today and win in mercy fashion in both of them. 12-2 in five innings in the first game and 13-4 in seven innings here in the second game. Break down the numbers, talk to the coaches, and see if we can't get a player or two for you on our postgame show coming up after this two-minute pause on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ludington exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
What a great day for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. They sweep Maple Woods in this sub-region. They sweep them for the year as well. They win two today. They win all six against Maple Woods on the season and advance into the main bracket of Region 16 play. It looks like they'll be playing Jeffco. That hasn't gone final, but Jeffco won their first game, and they are in the lead over Three Rivers in the second game. And they, of course, are the number one seed in Region 16 as well. So it would be surprised if they don't make it through, but we will see. The Vikings lead in the fourth inning now 8-9, so they're a pretty good bet. As Jordan Thompson joins me, you know, on the postgame show, and, man, you couldn't scripted this day any better. What a great day for the Cardinals.
No, you really couldn't have. Aside for maybe the first inning that Clark threw, everything else was as perfect as you could possibly plan. An awesome day out here at the ball field.
Okay, so we're going to isolate the first inning and then the rest of the game for Jacob. He gives up six hits and four runs in the first inning. Then the entire rest of the way, he gives up no runs and two hits. My question is, how close was he getting to getting pulled in the first inning?
Yeah, he was really close. And Coach Jones does a great job with knowing that he had the ability to settle in. We knew the offense was great all day, so we hoped that they were going to keep hitting. But we got Colin Stone up with about two outs, I think, in the first inning. And we told him just slowly start moving. They had one more hit. We told him to get hot. And as soon as we got out and he went back for the second, we set him down for a while, so that was good. But awesome resilience by him to come back and throw a great game.
Because if he gets pulled and nobody would blame you for pulling him.
Oh, absolutely.
Then you don't get the masterful performance
that
he actually turns in.
Yeah, and you never know what you get. We haven't played for a while. Those two guys, Winder and Clark, have been good for us all year. And we've got plenty of guys in the bullpen that have been good. But you never know what guy might be off today. So for him to stay out there and do that, that was awesome by Clark, and even bigger, I thought, by offense to come back, say, hey, we got you. We're going to keep scoring. Put up a three spot, got us right back in the game.
So you go two complete games by two guys while Maple Woods uses eight pitchers. So we go how many innings? You hit for 11 innings today.
Yep.
And in only one inning, Did you not score?
Right, and we were disappointed because we really should have scored in that inning, but can't be greedy with that, man. The offense was unbelievable today. Even when we had outs, even in the inning we didn't score, we had first and third with a full count on the dish. Guys just battled all day, and that's what we're about, just battling, trying to take bags where we can, take free passes, and it worked.
You get an offensive performance out of Chase Erhan in the first game, 4-for-4, two homers, including a grand slam, was certainly the offensive hero there. Devin Wilson turns in a terrific second game for you. He goes 3-for-5. He drives in 5 runs in the first 2 innings and then tacks on a double. He was a triple away from the cycle.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. He's been a guy that we know his ability is crazy. It's just so good, maybe better than anybody's. I thought his first 3 weeks of the season he wasn't himself, and since then he's been so locked into the dish. He's been a huge part of our success.
Logan Winder gives you so much in this program, whether it's on the hill. He plays a terrific first base. He's a guy that sets the table as a leadoff guy for you, gets on base time after time. He got his first homer today. It was so nice to see.
It was, man. And when he hit it, you know, the whole dugout erupts. You can hear the fans cheering. Everybody cheering for that guy to do something special because of what he does. He's a local guy. He works hard as anybody in the program every single day. He's a two-way guy, which isn't easy, and he has success on the mound and at the plate. It was a really cool moment to see him hit one.
Jeffco is the one seed. It sure looks like they're going to move through it. It looks like they'll be your opponent. I don't think we got really a fair chance to see what you can do against them. A couple of games up there, they swept you in pretty convincing fashion, but you were leading them down here when it got rained out, and then the rest of the season got rained out as well. I think it could be a great matchup.
Absolutely. Tournament games are always a little better than season anyways, but not to have excuses, but we went into that game. We just played 4 with North Central from rainout makeups, and we didn't have Logan on the mound. I really want to see what Logan can do against those guys. And then again, you talked about Clark being on the mound against them at home, and we had the lead when we got rained out, and he looked very sharp. So I like our chances when our top 2 guys are on the mound against them. They're obviously a very good program and have some great arms, but anybody can win, you know, any day.
So it'll be 4 days of rest for Logan. And the good news is that he really only threw 5 innings today because of the great offensive support. Is that plenty of time for
him? Plenty of time for him and Clark as well. And a lot of those, you know, they weren't very high-pressure innings for Logan today. So I think he'll take care of his body well. He'll ice and stretch, and he'll be prepared to throw.
Cool, great. I think we're going to try to talk to maybe a couple of those.
That'd be awesome.
You're going to get
Logan
and Chase for us.
I sure will. That'd be fantastic.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Jordan Thompson joining us on our post-game show. We'll see if we can get a few of those sophomores to talk to us about the games today and the season. Mac now 36-18. They have won twice as many games as they have lost this year. And, boy, playing great ball at just exactly the right time as well. Let's go through the lineup and tell you how some of the guys did. In fact, we'll go all the way through the lineup here and on the second game as Logan Winder goes 1-for-3, but he hits a home run. He walks twice. He scores 3 times. Tanner Weitrich had a 2-for-2 day, and he was on base 5-for-5 as he scored 3 runs in the ball game. Kenton Crawford was 0-for-3, but he got on base a couple of times with a walk and a hit by pitch, and he scored 2 runs, so he was 2-for-5 on base. Chase Erhan had an 0-for-5 second game. Hey, we're not going to blame him for that after a 4-for-4 performance in the first game with 2 homers, including a grand slam. Devin Wilson was a triple away from the cycle today. He had a homer and a single with 5 runs driven in the first 2 innings and then tacked on a double in the 5th. Ethan Riendo, 1-for-2, and he scored after singling in the 4th. Trent Popes was 1-for-2 as well. He tripled in the 4th inning, and great. Chase and I think Logan going to join us on our post-game show as we take a look at some of those numbers and finish them up. Mitch Barrow 0-for-3 in game number 2. How about Andrew Hayden, 2-for-3 from the 9 hole today, a double, a homer, and 2 runs scored. Chase Erhan joining us now on the post-game show. Going to talk about your individual effort today, Chase, but the fact that you guys were able to sweep in such convincing fashion and win this sub-region, it's got to feel great, man.
Yeah, we scored in every inning but 1 today, and it's a great time to come together as a team for sure. Definitely swinging the bat well for sure.
Usually it blows in here.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun today with it blowing
out,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a hitter's ballpark today. It was awesome. It felt fun to hit instead of being a pitcher's game today.
Your first game, I don't know if anybody's had a game like that in a long time around here. 4-for-4, you had 2 home runs, One of them was a grand slam, two homers, two singles, seven RBIs.
Wow.
Were you just feeling it? Were you feeling locked in?
Actually, I changed my swing today.
You did?
Yeah, I changed it actually yesterday. I worked on it with Tanner on my team, and he helped me out, and, you know, it worked.
What did you tinker with? Take us through that.
I had a leg kick before this, and I wasn't seeing the ball well, so I just got rid of it and started my stance wider, and it definitely paid off.
Was that kind of raising and lowering your eye level?
Yeah, my eye level. Okay. Yeah, when I was bringing my leg kick up, I guess I was losing the ball, and then having the leg kick without it, I was seeing the ball well for sure.
And so how did you shift your weight then?
I just threw my hands and my hips, spin them as best I can.
So you're going to stay with that?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not only did you hit two homers in the Grand Slam, but did you watch your Grand Slam the whole way?
I saw it, but I didn't see where it landed.
It hit 15 feet up on that electrical pole.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It was an absolute monster blast.
That's
so
awesome.
Congratulations. Great game.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Logan Winter going to join us as well. He was the winning pitcher in game number one today and then got a big home run in the second game as well. And Logan does such a great job of setting the table as the leadoff man for this team. But, Logan, let's talk first game, first of all, where you threw and you went all five innings. You gave up only five hits and only a couple of runs. Tell us how you were feeling today on the mound.
I was feeling pretty good. My off-speed was working. It normally does. But my changeup was good for some of the lefties they had. Normally, changeup's not always there, but it was today.
Coach Thompson, I had supposed that your curveball you threw high and low, but he said no, usually the low stuff is the slider. The one that starts high and breaks in is the curveball. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir. Yep. Yeah. That's how it goes.
What's your favorite pitch?
Before the state fair game, I would tell you my curveball, but since the state fair game, it's been the slider.
Okay. And I think that you're most effective when you mix them all in.
Yes,
would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. Normally we try to go slider or curveball when it's 1-1, and then we get 1-2, then it's slider.
Now, the fact that you have a very good fastball makes those other pitches more effective, right?
Yes, sir. It's just a matter of I got to spot the fastball. Sometimes the fastball isn't spotted very well, and that's when they hit it.
That was your first homer as a Cardinal, wasn't it?
Last year, I actually hit one at St. Louis.
Okay.
It was my second.
Okay, so that's your first one this year.
Yes, sir.
And I think was it against Maplewood that you hit one right at the top of the fence?
It might have been.
When you hit one right to the top of the fence. Take me through that at bat and how it felt.
Throughout the day, I've walked like five times, I think. But when I was getting pitches to hit, I was getting fisted a little bit, even though the velo wasn't there. But the last time I just tried to really hit the ball out in front, I put a good swing on it.
Did it feel like one of those ones that you get through it and it feels like you barely hit it?
You don't even feel the ball hit the bat. That's how it was.
And then it just flies out. A great day. So as a pitcher, I'm sure you can appreciate the fact that out of all the innings that you guys played today, you didn't score only once.
Yes, that's awesome. Gives pitchers a little bit of not a break on the mound, but it's not as high stress. They just relax and throw strikes. That's all they got to do.
So when you saw Jacob out there, I mean, you know everything that goes through a pitcher's mind. He gets out there in the first inning, he gives up four runs, he gives up six hits. It didn't look like it was going to be his day. But, man, he turned it around, and he only gave up two hits and no runs the rest of the way. That's got to be hard to do.
Credit to him, turned it around. Strong mentality. I know it helped to get some runs on the board right after they did, get us back in the game, and I know that helped him out. But it's still tough to go back out there after you get hit around a little bit and just battle through some stuff.
Feel like the team is playing its best baseball of the year right now?
Yes, sir. Maybe clean it up a little bit defensively, yeah. But we'll be good.
How about that play Tanner made to close the game?
That was nice. I told him it was average, but I'm just messing with him. That's a great play.
I told him it was average. If you didn't hear it, he ranged deep in the hole and then twisted it. It was almost a Derek Jeter play.
I mean, he does it a lot. Sometimes the throw's a little bit off, but most of the time he makes a good throw from that angle.
So it looks like you'll get Jeffco. Let me see if that went final. They were up 8-0, and they were rolling. It looks like you're going to get Jeffco in the semifinals. And, indeed, they're up now 10-0. So they're going to advance. You guys didn't get really a full shot at them. You lost two games up there. You were actually up 1-0 in the second inning when the whole rest of the season got rained out. How do you feel about that matchup?
I think we'll be okay. We just have to minimize the free bases, the hit batters, the walks, guys making errors. You can't give teams like that extra outs. And if we throw strikes and we hit the baseball like we did this weekend, we should have a great chance against them.
Logan, great year, great day. Congrats,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Logan Winder joining us on our post-game show. And we told you about the pitching performance of Logan in the first game. Well, Jacob Clark matched him, did a great job in the second game. Clark gives up the 4 runs in the first inning, 6 hits, but the entire rest of the way he gives up no more runs and he gives up only 2 more hits on the day. So Jacob Clark goes the distance. He throws 7 innings. He gives up only the 8 hits after giving up 6 of them in the first inning. Gives up only the 4 runs after giving up all of those in that first inning. Now, one thing Clark did not do in the first inning, he didn't walk anybody. So he kept coming after people, and he ended up walking only 3 guys in his 7 innings pitched. Clark also struck out a couple of guys in the first inning, and he ended up striking out 6 for the game. So walked 3, struck out 6, 7 innings pitched, 8 hits, 4 runs. Pretty good job by Jacob Clark here today as the Mineral Area College Cardinals improve on the season to 36-18 in the Monarchs from Kansas City way now 19-31 on the season. I think I misstated the Cardinals record, 35-18 now on the year. They started the day with 33 wins. Let's get Mike back on the mic one more time before we close it out for the day. And Michael, I imagine Mike will be on the call for the games at the semifinals. You going to make your way down there? Or
yeah, it's still kind of up in the air right now. I'm planning on trying to get out there, but we'll see what the schedule looks like for next week. Okay. And I'd like to. So
we know Will will be there, and it'd be great if you wanted to join him on the call. So good stuff there. Man, we saw it all today. We saw great pitching. We saw a relentless offense, and we saw some absolute weapons by these Cardinals as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw a team right now that is full of confidence. You know, we beat them 4 times during the regular season, and we're able to come out today and really just kind of establish dominance basically from start to finish of today, and really kind of kept the Monarchs down. You could tell that Maplewood's players, you know, they looked a little sluggish, especially after that first game. You know, it kind of came out, and then bang, we hit them right back in the mouth again, scored a bunch of runs.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think we're playing and peaking at the right time, and that's obviously what you're looking for in the postseason. You definitely want to be playing your best ball at the end of the season, and I think for the most part we're doing that right now, and hopefully this is a good little tune-up for us going out to Joplin, and we'll go out there and we'll give our best effort and hopefully come away with the region championship.
I think there was a feeling of inevitability. You know, we're going to score enough runs.
Right.
Here. But something that you mentioned and I thought was really important too was the Heat 3-run homer by Devin Wilson.
Right.
The answer in the bottom of that first inning here of the second game after Maplewood scores 4 in the top.
You know, from the beginning, and that was obviously a great point by you with Devin's home run there. I mean, it was so huge to get the momentum back, and with the game of baseball and softball for that matter, momentum's so big. But you just never really felt, I didn't anyways, in this game that either one of them, that they were going to make a comeback and come back and get us. I just felt like we were the superior team from start to finish, and especially the way we pitched to some of their best hitters even during the regular season. So I definitely think the better team won here, and I'm glad it was on the Cardinal side.
All right, so we'll have the call of Jeffco and Mineral Area College, and we will have that broadcast right here on AMA under KRAI and also on AM 1400 KJEF. We are the home station for both of those ball club, so look forward to that Region 16 tournament in Joplin. So 2 victories by the Cardinals here this afternoon, 12-2 and 13-4, and the Cardinals now improve to 35-18, headed to the semifinals of the Region 16 tournament coming up on Thursday. My thanks to Mike Oberman today and all year long. A great season by these Cardinals, and also a thanks back to the studio to Christian Cooper Engineering and
enjoyed
operating
it. Man, it's
ball
been fun
today. It's been a lot of fun. I'm Chad Speaker. I hope your home team did well tonight. Round and third, heading for home.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under